Welcome to the Compass Church podcast and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
Well, good morning. Well, I'm certainly glad to be here today. And that cleansing streams, by the way, I've never actually had anything to do with it. And so when they asked me would I do the retreat, I had to go back and make PowerPoints of the various things, walking in the Spirit, committing everything to God, and learning to sow good words. Unbelievable. The material in that course is so good. I'm going to use a lot of it later on. And so I'd like to recommend it. If you haven't done it, it's very, very good. The retreat finished up where people were able to bring certain things maybe they felt was baggage, and wrote them down, and then we prayed over the people, each one individually. Nobody saw what they wrote down because they had it folded up. And then we tore it up and we put it in a container, and then afterwards we burnt the whole lot. And it was so good to see people there, seeing everything being dealt with. God's dealt with it, and they saw it all going up in smoke. And now people are even looking different this morning, you know, because Jesus has touched their life. Just like to recommend that for you. That's really, really good. And so, yes, it's great to hear the good news. 50 decisions over in Adelaide. That's good. Isn't it wonderful? I'll give God praise that. Phil was speaking over in Adelaide, and I was there with him and just sitting in the congregation. And one guy comes up to me, and he said, "Oh, you can die now, Pastor Roy. You've passed the mantle on." I said, well, I don't think, not quite. We've still got some things to do for Jesus. Amen. That's right. Oh, glory to God. Yes. So it is a privilege to be here. And last night I was praying and seeking the Lord as to what I should share. I was praying for a word for the church. And as I just waited on God about midnight, and I was just thinking, the Lord dropped a word into my heart. And I'm just going to share some things. I haven't got a lot to share. I just finished that retreat, the completion of the 10-week course, and I prayed in a neutral gear. And a very famous South Korean preacher, how do you touch God? And he said, well, first of all, you need to go into neutral gear, because God might want you to go back or he might want you to go forward. So unless you're in neutral gear, you know, you're really engaged in doing your thing. And so I was quite happy. I threw the gear lever into neutral. And I said, Lord, I'm just open to you as to what you want us to do, because I really want a word to share. And what came onto my heart was that not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And this just dropped straight into my heart, just like that. And I think this morning that God wants us to know that there is an unlimited power source that you can tap into. It's not dependent upon you. One of the key thoughts that came out of that course that struck my heart was that if you want to do it your way, that means you're limited to your abilities. If you trust someone else, you're limited to their abilities. But if you trust God and the precious Holy Spirit, there's unlimited abilities. We're not limited to what we can do. We're not limited to even what we can think, because God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As high as the heaven is above the earth, are God's thoughts higher than our thoughts. But God can communicate those things to us by his Spirit. It just depends what gear we're in. See, my wife says to me, you're a driver, you know, you drive things, you know. So when I get into gear, I drive. And when we're driving, we're not really open to change. It's only when we put the gear into neutral that it can go back or forwards, that we're open for adjustment. And God wants us to be open to adjustment, because it's not by so much the might that we have. God is saying, well, I've blessed you with abilities. Some of you are very smart. Some of you are very strong. That's God's gifting to you, okay. And you've got abilities to do this and to do that. Now, you can do those abilities in about 10 different places. You could be serving doing what you're doing in 3 or 4 different countries. The very same abilities that you have and how you've trained them and educated them and all of those things that you can be doing those in Africa, America, England or Australia. You're not limited. It's only if you're in gear you're limited. Because if you're in gear, you can only see it your way. But if in turn we decide to pull back and just let that thing go into neutral and say, Lord, what really is your purpose for creating me as such a unique person? I look around this room and there's not another person here like me. You go to India and you look around the people in India and they're not like you at all. In fact, you take one Indian person and there's not another Indian in the whole world like that one person. You are a unique individual. You have a unique destiny and a unique future. Glory to God. And God is saying here that as a church, there are some ways we can do things, and then there's God's way. And that is by the precious Holy Spirit coming and starting to impact you, but we need to be in neutral gear. As I read that particular scripture, it was written to a guy called Zerubbabel. And so he answered and said to me, this is an angel speaking to this guy, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Zad was building, and it seemed to be a mountain of work ahead for him. The word of the Lord to him was, the work will be completed, but not by human might or human power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So I prayed for a word today, and this has been given me for Compass Church. So God's work is built by God's Holy Spirit. He uses our ability, but the building is by the Holy Spirit, which has unlimited might and unlimited power. The picture is of two olive trees feeding continuously into a bowl, which in turn fuels a 7-branched candlestick, like in the holy place in the tabernacle. The difference is the fueling between the tabernacle and this vision that Zerubbabel got. The difference is that the fueling is not done by priests, which they had to do in the tabernacle, but by the two trees. And so it's saying that there's a continual year-long supply that's flowing to bring illumination and revelation of God's plans and purposes. And the angel said to me, what do you see? So I said, I'm looking. He said, I'm looking. I believe Michael took you last week into a place when each one of you had to get away in a different part of the auditorium and to listen to God. And he said, what do you see? And, we see babies' nappies, we see bottles, we see this, we see that, we see cars, whatever. No, what do you see? Well, I see birds and I see trees. No, what do you see? What do you mean, what do you see? Don't look with the eyes of your eyes, Don't look with the emotions of your feelings. Rather, look with your spirit and say, Holy Spirit, show me something. Show me. I want to see with my inner eyes. I want to see with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want to see possibilities. I want to see what you can do, hallelujah, through me. Lord, you've made me so unique. There's an area that I can fulfill that nobody in the whole world can fulfill. Why? Because you've made me that way. Glory to God. We are God's creation. We are created in his image. And when we become Christians, we're new creations. Glory to God. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and so therefore you have a destiny, you have a purpose, glory to God. You're not just here to fill in space. You're not here to breathe air. You're not here to just go through the routine of same old, but rather that God has a purpose for you. And sometimes we need to realize, he said to him, what do you see? I remember sitting on the veranda at home, and the Spirit of God said to me, Roy, what do you see? And I said, I see the birds in the tree. No, what do you see? Oh, I see the next door people and stuff. No, what do you see? So then I shut up and I closed down. And then I saw a picture of Australia, a map of Australia. And it was in the days of when Mr. Rudd was... before he got kicked out and come back again. And I saw a picture. And I saw strings coming down, like puppet strings. And there was a manipulation going on. And Australia was being manipulated by outside forces. And the politicians were just the front people for what was going on. What do you see? And out of that, the Lord showed us a number of things. The Lord wants to show you some things which relates to your particular destiny. But it doesn't end there. And you might say, well, I'm already on the way, and I'm 70, whatever, 76 now, I think, 75, 70, whatever. When you get my age, it doesn't really matter, does it, you know. But I'm just saying that... But it doesn't finish. You see, the Holy Spirit says, Roy, what do you see? I want you to do this, or I want you to do that. Or somebody rings up and say, hey, Pastor, I'm resigning. You know, can you take the church for a season or whatever? What do you see? Yes, Lord, that's okay. Because that's what I do. That's what God has designed me to do. Started out shearing sheep. What do you see? What's that got to do with ministry? We were talking about it this morning. It was just a step on the way. It's a step on the way. Well, what did you learn? What's shearing got to do with ministry, for goodness sake? You learn how to work, Roy. That's what happened. You learn how to front up every day. Not once a fortnight, not once every 3 weeks. You learn to come and toe the line. That's what happened. That's what you learned, Roy. And then a moment came when somebody came along and they said, God's asked me to train you to be a photographer. I said, oh, don't be stupid. I'm a farm man. I'm rural, aren't I? What do you see? Well, I couldn't see anything. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see the possibilities. I couldn't see that suddenly leaving your dungarees and your tractors and all that sort of stuff and walking down the street, knocking on doors, saying, I'm Roy Bray, I'm taking photos of all the kids today. Hey, what a great thing. Would you like your photos taken? And the people say, yeah. And the day I said to me, I didn't know what was going on. What do you see? And you see, what happened was that when I moved in that direction, to tell you the truth, I wasn't going to go. I said, no, I couldn't do that. That's not me. I couldn't. What do you... I'm a rural contractor. Come on. What do you see? But the Lord said, I want you to go to Cairns and I want you to preach. And Roy, you're thick as a brick, but there's no sheep in Cairns. You understand? Yes, I'm thick. no. But he didn't tell me that. You see, when you God shows you things, he doesn't show you the full picture. He shows you parts of the picture. He said, okay, I want you to take this step, Roy. But you're not in neutral gear. You see, you got your gear stuck in the country. You're only doing this. You think you can only do that. No, get into neutral gear, son. Oh, no, I'm not going to. This is what I am. No, you're not. Because you're going to change. And then my back went on me. And here I'm paying some guy to pull sheep out for me. And I said, this has got to be. And gradually, there's got to be a better way, Roy. Well, go out and try this thing. So I went out and tried it. And I never went back. What do you see? Do you see limitations? Are you locked into something that even if God said, I want to open something up for you, are you locked in? You know why I'm this. No, you're not that. You're going to be changing, changing, changing from the moment till you walk out of this life into eternity. Why? Because God has got his hand on you. And God sees the end from the beginning. And when I got up to Cairns, it's dead right. No sheep, but lots of kids. Because the church that I went to, they could provide a house, but no wages. And so I was able to, you know, gain a lot of experience, meet a lot of wonderful people. But the point is, it was a preparation, was a step. And I think the Lord is saying, not by might, not by what you can do, Roy, you know, not by your power, your pushiness, but rather by my spirit. Because once I moved into photography, I didn't know what to do. And I had to pray. And I remember having portraits, you know, and I'd have families set up there, and I'd say, Holy Spirit, you helped create this whole world. You're the most creative person there's ever been. Glory to God. You can show me how to put this portrait together. And I'm praying, and I'm saying, hey, can you move over here, please? And can you put that baby down there? Can you do this? And when they got them back, this guy had a look at some of the work, and he said, any of these photos, he said, would get you into the, you know, whatever, the professional photography's guild. He said, this work is, how'd you do this? I said, I pray. Oh, don't give me that rot. Don't give me rot to him, reality to me, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, taking photos, glory to God. Isn't this wonderful? Hallelujah. Because, you see, we're not locked in. We're not finished until we say, I'm going home. You see, we're not finished. There's no such thing as retirement. There's only refinement. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. That's right. You know, and look, 70-odd years and all the experience that older people have. What a great deposit. It can be a great deposit of God, you know, and that God wants to pass that on and bless others with it, and so on. And so there was this building program that was going on, and all of us are building something. Some of us are building an education, which is a good thing. Some are building a career, which is good. Maybe a family, a house, a relationship with persons or with God. A mother is building the next generation, of preachers and doctors and nurses and people that are going to serve the next generation. And every day you're putting into your children. You know, I just can't praise God enough for my wife, Eleanor. I don't always tell her, but you've got him here, haven't you? That's her. That she's been able to input into him as her baby, you know, and now here is 50 people got saved in Adelaide, you know, because, you know, of what she was able to put into her children. Glory. She never worked. She never had that thing. But she worked with the children. And so she's building the next generation, mothers. That's what you're doing. You're making a difference for the future of this country. Who knows? Within these children that are part of this building, they're part of this church, they could be the next prime ministers. Hallelujah. They could be the next whatever. And you'll have a part of it. Raising a generation for God. You're going to raise a generation that's going to make an impact. Hallelujah. That's what you're doing. Glory to God. You know, we try to downplay motherhood. But motherhood is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Glory to God. If you're privileged to be able to raise children. Hallelujah. Because a mother will have an impact into a child that no one else will ever do. I'm so thankful to my wife, Eleanor. You know, she couldn't come. But I give praise to God because today we've got a lot of nonsense going around about sex and genders and all of that sort of stuff. But God has got a plan for womanhood and for manhood. And His plan's good because everything God does is good. You know, the enemy wants to turn it around and corrupt it and pollute it and all the rest of it. But God is a good God, a mother building the next generation. And every generation is different. A grandparent building an example for the grandchildren, helping when asked. They started an evening service in the church that I'm involved in, and we go along there and I do whatever I'm asked to do. And so we go along to both services. And as I walk in the door there, I've got my grandson welcoming everybody into the church, you know. I thought, what a great thing. I'm so glad. And so I set an example, see, by going to church. I'm tired out, you know, but that doesn't matter. I'm still going to go. Well, I'll tell you why. Because I want to set an example. And I want those kids to see that Papa is going to be in church. Glory to God. You see, that there's an example. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to preach. People across the street say, oh, they're Christians. Look at them, they're off to church again, for goodness sake. But at least they know anyway, don't worry, they know. Yeah, the girl across the road, she's in a wheelchair. And I've been concerned about her. Anyway, she's got a dog and it pulls like a bloomin' stallion, you know. And you take this dog for a walk. So I take the dog for a walk for her, see, anyway. Pulls my arm off this thing. And anyway, I just felt I should pray for her. She's no religion at all, no church. And I got a surprise and I felt to pray. And I said, hey, Karen, you know, I'd like to pray for you, dear. She's got a sore. She's in a wheelchair. And I said, could I pray for you? And she said, yes, Roy, I'm having a terrible year. Can you please pray that things will go better for me? And so here she is in a wheelchair and I'm halfway out with the dog and half. And so I lay hands on her. The dog's going, woo, woo, woo. He wants to get on the road. And I'm just laid hands on her in the wheelchair and just asked Jesus to touch her life and give her a better year and heal her body. And only took a few minutes. But you see, I was in neutral gear. I wasn't determined to do my thing. And building is a skilled occupation requiring both ability and power or motivation. The task in hand for Zerubbabel was to rebuild a temple destroyed during a previous invasion. God is into building new stuff, but He's also in rebuilding. He rebuilds our life, you know. And we might have perhaps allowed the enemy to destroy parts of our life, you know. But God is always into rebuilding us to bring us back into the stream of His destiny for us. And okay, we can't change the past, but I tell you what, we can change the future with Jesus' help. Okay, that with God all things are possible. If you can believe, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Glory to God. That opens a door for you and it opens a door for me. because it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, God has got a plan and a purpose. It's not going to be by might or by power. Might you can inherit from your parents. Power you can generate by sheer being dogged. But the Holy Spirit's different. It's not by might or my power. It's not by birth or by privilege. It's not by where who you know or who you don't know. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit. And that puts us all on the same line. That makes us all coming to the same line to start. That's the level playing field. And doesn't matter, brothers and sisters, we're all on a level playing field as far as God is concerned. How do I know? Because God is no respecter of persons. He might gift a person differently, but he loves us all the same. And you're loved as much as any pastor. You're loved as much as anybody. Okay? Because how do we know? We look at the cross. How do we know? We look at the sacrifice of God sent his only son. I've got three sons. And we've got a couple of sons over here. Their baby's a boy, isn't it? We've got two boys there. Imagine that mother offering her son up to get killed. But our Father in heaven, and they love one another so much. But God loved you and me more. And so he sent his own son, Jesus Christ, because there was no other way. No other way that penalty of sin could be dealt with so that we could come into God's presence, come into his family and be part of his forever family. Glory to God. So that we can flow into the stream that God has for us. God is rebuilding and building. Glory to God. An angel appeared to Zerubbabel and informed him that the building would be completed, but not by his limited might and power, but by the unlimited power of the Holy Spirit. Say unlimited power of the Holy Spirit. All together. Unlimited power of the Holy Spirit. Say it again. Unlimited power of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And that's available to each one of us. Hallelujah. Because God's no respecter of persons. He loves each one of us the same. The only difference is that you came to church this morning and you showed a desire to know more of God, a desire to come to worship him, a desire to thank him for his goodness, desire to call upon him for his help and his strength. Glory to God. And that's what the Lord wants from us. He wants us to call upon him. He says, call upon me and I will answer you. Glory to God. I will answer you, he said, and show you things. And show you things. What things? Things that you know not of. So where, okay, we can go to university and we need to, some of us. Okay, that's great. We can be educated and we need to develop the talents and things that we have. Praise God for that. But there is another level that God can show us that he wants to reveal to us by his Spirit. And that doesn't depend upon education. It depends upon what gear you're in. Because when we're neutral, we'll say, Lord, here I am. Show me, Father. Show me, Father. Show me things that I don't know. And to me, I'm very much aware there's so much I don't know. And so, but the Lord will show you what you need to know. Need to know to do what you need to do today. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Bless God. I don't have tomorrow. Yesterday's gone. But I do have today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the accepted time. Do you know what? You only have about 1 minute. And that's this minute right now. I only have 1 minute. You only have 1 minute. And we can direct that 1 minute towards the precious Holy Spirit and say, precious Holy Spirit, come. Guide me and lead me. The thing, it's in neutral, Lord. I come, Holy Spirit. Please come. Please come. I want you to do this, or I want you to learn this, or whatever. And it says there, you shall receive power, different power, not human power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. And brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean to say that we're going to be strong people, but it means that at that particular time, when God wants to utilize you, your unique destiny starts to become focused in what God wants you to do. And at that particular point, something happens and God breaks through and you receive power to be able to do what God wants you to do right then. One moment. Just a moment. That's all you've got. You don't have yesterday. You don't have tomorrow. You have this. And when those things connect, it's not by might or not by power, but it's by my Spirit. Are you with me? Yes? Some? All? Give me a wave if you're with me. Come on now. Glory to you. Let's give Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you today that each precious person in this meeting today is part of your divine plan. And Lord, you don't love anyone any more or any less. You love each one of us the same. And we're on a level playing field with you. And dear God, you've got plans and purposes that you want to use us. Lord, help us to be in neutral gear, I pray, in Jesus' name. I'm going to finish in a minute. I'm not going to go on. But you might ask, well, what about the bricks and mortar, you might ask? I need an education. Yes, you do. But God's power and God's ability are available for God's work. Yes, God will use your skills and natural power and might, but that is not the principal thing. The principal thing in your life is to seek for the power and might of the precious Holy Spirit. And you can do that at any time, day or night. And you can do that as you realize that, hey, where's the gear lever? Is it in reverse? You're going backwards? Is it in first? Are you going forward? Have you got it in the top gear? Chung, 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 chung. Is your life going chung, 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 chung? Pull it out of gear. Just come just as you are. Before God, he loves you as your Father. Say, Lord, I believe you've got something wonderful for me to do. That's what I'm here. I can't see it yet. Sit down. And he might say, look, what do you see? What do you see? If you don't see anything at all, stay a bit longer if you can. Because maybe you've got to get your perspective into God's perspective. Who are you, O great mountain? He had a massive building program. Who are you, O great mountain? There was a great mountain in his life. Maybe you've got a mountain in your life. But before Zerubbabel, mountain, you shall become a plain. And he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. When an arch is built from both sides, the capstone fits the last stone, and that completes the arch. It's a type of the completed building. Notice the shouts are grace, grace, God's unmerited favor, which enabled us to see the building completed. I look back on my time in ministry, perhaps 40 years it is, and see what has been used of God, often in spite of me, often in spite of me. And I too shout, grace, grace, because it was the Holy Spirit who directed. It was the Holy Spirit who guided. It was the Holy Spirit who blessed. And it was the Holy Spirit who provided the might and the power to be able to fulfill whatever has been successful And I look back and I say, grace, grace. Not Roy, Roy, but grace, grace. Because when we say grace, grace, we're really saying Jesus, Jesus. We're lifting up Jesus Christ. We're giving him the praise and we're giving him the glory. I'm not making a name for myself, but rather I'm allowing God's grace to flow through my life to be a blessing to others. Hallelujah. And so the building will be completed. God will complete what he started in you and me. It will happen. And God wants you to receive a fresh anointing today, a fresh outpouring of the precious Holy Spirit, that grace, grace might come upon each one today in the lovely name of Jesus, that you might start to just go into neutral gear now. Just go into neutral gear, and I'm going to pray for some people. Hands up those that are in the church today that I've never actually prayed for. You've never had me pray for you. Come out the front right now. I'm going to rectify that. That's what I felt the Spirit of God say. Precious Holy Spirit. That's right. I just felt the Holy Spirit say to me that just call the people out that you haven't prayed for before. I want to come, I want to anoint them afresh and anew. I'd just like you to lead you in a little simple prayer as we just come and stand at the front here. And it's just simply a little prayer. Lord Jesus, I just want to put my knife into neutral before you right now. Let's just pray that prayer today. Lord Jesus, Lord, I put my gear into neutral that I might hear from you and that I might have your anointing upon my life. I don't want to live by my power and might, but I need the power of the Holy Spirit to achieve my destiny. I'm open, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. We just honor you right now. We honor you and we just come in Jesus' precious name. When I pray for you, just go and sit down and thank you, Father. We just love you. Father, we just ask you to come right now. We just receive you. Amen. We're in neutral gear, Lord, that your gifts might flow and word of knowledge and prophetic word, word of wisdom, Lord. We just welcome the gifts of the Holy Spirit right now. We pray for an impartation of gifting into your people this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, it's about Jesus. It's not about us. It's about you. We lift up Jesus Christ today through the power of the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, precious Holy Spirit, right now. Yada da ba di yada ba di yanda. Just, what's your first name? Dimish. Amen. Father, we just pray for Dimish. We just bless him. Father, let an anointing come upon Dimish right now. In Jesus' precious name. Precious name. Precious name. I see you're carrying an armful of bricks. You've got to put some of them down because you can't achieve what God has for you when your hands are so full. Be prepared to put something down because then you've got to trust God more because it's not about you. It's about his might and his strength and his wisdom. Sister, your name? Beck. Father, we pray for Beck and we bless her right now in Jesus' name. Lord, bless her right now. Just come aside and open your Bible and as you just go into neutral gear and say, Lord, speak to my heart through your word today. And the Lord will give you a specific word. He'll start to open up his word to you, and he will show you things that you do not of, you know not of, as you come aside to seek his face. Your name? Stuart, amen. Good day, mate. What's his name? Henry, bless you, Henry. We bless this baby in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless this baby. Amen. Kuli alabasi adi adabadi. Kula labasa. Stuart, what you want him to be, you be. Because he will be like you. He will do what you do. So if you have an idea in your mind what you want this one to be like, you have to walk that way before him. And he has to see what his Father does, because he will end up doing exactly the same. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Stuart, Lord, in Jesus' name. We bless him. Father, bless this beautiful family in Jesus' name. Stuart, just take out of your vocabulary the words that I can't and replace them with I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let that become your inner talk. And as you talk those things to yourself, realize that there is great potential yet within you that hasn't even been released. And don't allow the enemy to say you can't when Jesus says you can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Bless God. Sister, you are.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.